our Lord and Savior. Amen. Some of you may know that from November of 1994 through March of 1998, my family and I lived in Bismarck. Now, during that time, a new restaurant in Bismarck by the name of Space Aliens opened. I'm just curious how many of you have eaten at Space Aliens restaurant. Oh, quite a few. They have one in Fargo now, too. You know, I have to admit, I like going to Space Aliens every once in a while. They have good ribs, they have good pizza, among other things. But the main attraction, of course, are the Space Aliens. The kids love to go there for that reason. You see, when you go inside the building, especially for those of you who haven't been there, when you go inside, the first thing you notice is that the whole place is decorated with various creatures that supposedly came to Earth from other planets. These creatures are called aliens because this world is not their home. They're from outer space. They're from somewhere else. In fact, that word alien is also used to speak of humans who are born in one nation but are now living in another. And as you know, one of the hot political debates in our nation today has to do with how we should handle illegal aliens, meaning foreign-born people who have entered our nation against our immigration laws. However, they don't have to be illegal aliens. All such people have to do is follow our laws for immigration. In fact, they can even stop being aliens and become legal citizens of the United States. Once they become legal citizens, they are no longer aliens. Once they are citizens of the U.S., they have all the rights of people who were born here, except that they can't be elected president of our nation. A sad reality for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, now that we know what an alien is, we Christians need to understand something. You are aliens. I'm an alien. We're all aliens. And why do I say this? Well, listen again to these words from our second reading. Hebrews 11:13 says, all these people were living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. Did you hear that? You see, this text is speaking about believers who lived in Old Testament history, before the Son of God was born of the Virgin Mary. They were looking forward, however, to the birth of the Savior, but they died before He came into the world. However, they died in the hope that Jesus would come as He promised. They believed that one day their bodies would be resurrected, as we heard about in Daniel. They believed that they would live forever in a new world prepared for them by God Himself. Now, why does the book of Hebrews tell us about these Old Testament believers? Because they're an example for us. You see, we Christians today are just like them. We also are aliens and strangers on earth. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 2, there also it says that we are aliens and strangers in the world. But how can that be? Weren't we born here? Yes. But the Bible teaches that we were born initially as sinners. We were born initially as citizens of this evil world. We were born initially as children of the devil. But the good news is that God has done something to change our status. God sent Jesus into the world to save sinners. Jesus came into this world to give us a home with God. For example, in John chapter 3, Jesus tells Nicodemus that we Christians are born again of water and of the Spirit. Now, the Greek word that we translate with the English word again Greek word is anothen, it actually more accurately means from above. So what Jesus is saying is that in baptism, we are given new birth from above. In baptism, we are born again, but this time as citizens of God's kingdom. Paul speaks about this wonderful good news in Philippians 3, where he writes, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." So just like the Old Testament believers who lived before Jesus' first coming, we New Testament believers look forward to Jesus' second coming when He will raise the dead. And at that time, believers from all times and all places will finally live in their true home. But until that day, we are aliens and strangers on earth. Now, we already know what the word alien means. But how about that word stranger? Well, the Greek word that we translate as stranger actually refers to a person who is on a journey. Now, the English word pilgrim is also similar in meaning to this. You see, a pilgrim is a person who is on a journey. Now, while the pilgrim is on a journey, he may stop and settle down for a while to rest or gather supplies. But the point is, the pilgrim is not truly at home until he reaches his final destination. And that's why we aliens are also strangers or pilgrims, because we Christians are on a journey. As we heard in our reading from Hebrews, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. But guess what? Sometimes God should be ashamed of us. Why? Because sometimes we live as though this evil world were our only home. Remember, we were first born as sinners. And even though God has given us new birth from above, our sinful nature still remains until we die. Now, the good news is that God is always calling us to repentance. He's always moving us to resist the desires of our sinful nature and keep our focus on Christ. For example, listen to what Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2. He says to us, "Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires that war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us." Now, this is how we Christians ought to live, but the fact is, we often fail. Sometimes we live like pagans. And by pagans, Peter means the unbelievers of this world who live as they please and care nothing for the things of Christ. Instead of resisting our sinful desires, sometimes we submit to them. And if we keep on doing this, we will start to get comfortable with our sin. And before we know it, we might even forget who we are. We then risk the horrible tragedy of becoming aliens and strangers to God's kingdom. And if we get too comfortable with this sinful world, we may actually risk losing our citizenship in heaven. I'm afraid we're all guilty of living like pagans. We're all guilty of ignoring God's word from time to time. We're all guilty of forgetting that we are meant to live with God now and for all eternity. I'm afraid we sometimes take our minds off the Word of Christ, so that we can focus on our own plans for this life without even giving God's will a consideration. We allow ourselves to think and speak and live like pagans, and we thereby mock the God who called us to be His own. What hope is there for us? My friends, our hope is Jesus. That's why you're here today. Jesus came into this world to save sinners like us, and Jesus is here today. He's here today to remind you who you really are. In fact, listen to these encouraging words from 1 Peter chapter 2. He says, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Did you hear that? You can come to God with your sins and know that you are His forgiven people, a holy nation. That's why we come to church, because this is one of the places where Jesus reminds you who you are and whose you are. Jesus assures you that you belong to Him because He shed His blood that you might be forgiven and be His own forever. Therefore, this sinful world is not your home. And even though you live here and work here and rest here and play here, you're just passing through. And God in His mercy has given us many wonderful places to live and rest while we're on this journey. But we need to remember, we're still on a journey. You believers long for a better country. And God has prepared a city for you. One day, we will be there, and we will live with God for all eternity. So, what shall we do until then? How shall we live while we're on this journey? Well, as I said in the children's sermon, our gospel reading has Jesus telling us to be alert. In other words, keep your focus on God's Word as you live. Live as though Jesus could return at any moment. Live in the joy and the peace of knowing that you are God's forgiven and dearly loved children, citizens of heaven. That's why we take time to go to church. That's why we take time every day to study the Word, because that is our life. That is what reminds us who we are and whose we are. We Christians need to grow in God's Word so that we can be comforted by His mercy when we struggle with sin. We need to grow in God's Word so that we can have the strength to resist the desires of our sinful nature and instead conform our thoughts and our words and our lives to God's good plan for our lives. That's why Jesus says, be alert. Live each day knowing that you are aliens and strangers on earth. Don't get too comfortable here. And while you're waiting for that day when Jesus returns, remember how you are to live. Whether you are working or resting or playing or whatever you're doing, do it all to the glory of God as you long for Christ's return. In fact, while we're on this journey, we should thank God every day for the blessings He gives us while we travel through this world. But when life gets painful, when God allows us to suffer to remind us that this world is not our home, my friends, that's when we rejoice with all the believers of past, present, and future. Along with them, we rejoice in the fact that God will bring us home one day. And we long for that day with all our hearts and with all our minds. Finally, my fellow pilgrims, as we journey through this world, we must also remember that God wants us to invite others to travel with us. we need to remember that we too would be among the pagans if God had not used others to invite us into the kingdom. You see, there are still many in this world who are aliens and strangers to God's kingdom. Some of them are right here in Jamestown. You may know who they are. Jesus died for them, too. They also can be born again as citizens of God's kingdom. Therefore, God calls us to declare His praises so that others, too, might be brought into the kingdom of light. So, my friends, if you ever travel to Bismarck or Fargo and you decide to eat at Space Aliens, remember who you are. You are aliens and strangers on Earth. But one day, we will all be home. And what a day that will be. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.